Supply-based right-sizing. Supply-based right-sizing, or rationalization, involves a review of the suppliers in a category to determine the ideal number. Using a different number of suppliers or a higher quality set of suppliers could provide cost savings or other benefits. Usually this involves finding categories with too many suppliers and reducing that number by awarding the business to fewer, more preferred suppliers, especially those who are willing to provide volume discounts or to commit to ongoing cost improvements or deeper relationships, or who can provide a full service range of products or services. Note that in addition to improving the quality of remaining suppliers and having fewer costs of quality or getting quantity discounts, another key cost-saving opportunity is in administrative costs. Ordering costs and supplier relationship management costs, including problem remediation, will be much lower when fewer suppliers are used. More time can be spent on each supplier when fewer suppliers exist, and this can enable more collaborative relationships. Different approaches can be used to determine which suppliers to omit and which to retain. A Pareto analysis can be done, and the top 20% of suppliers by category spend could be those retained. A set of more rigid supplier requirements could be rolled out to all suppliers with an ultimatum to meet the requirements or be dropped. A triage approach could be used to evaluate suppliers and place them into categories such as unacceptable, minimum qualifying, and world-class performance. A competency staircase approach could be used, which involves setting a series of more and more difficult hurdles for suppliers over time. A key benefit of some of these methods is that the initiative can be used to end contracts with suppliers who have poor performance records or who cannot achieve best-in-class performance. When suppliers who currently have low volume of business are among the first to be eliminated, this has the benefit of being fast and easy to do, but it is a risk because some of these suppliers may be well worth a greater investment. Research is needed to mitigate this risk. A smart, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound goal should be set, such as reducing the number of suppliers used in the given category by 25% over 6 months, saving dollar X dollars of purchasing spend. The amount of the reduction should not be arbitrary, but instead be based on an assessment of what is the ideal number. Specifying an appropriate time frame is important because, in addition to being a measurable goal, ending supplier contracts may require allowing some contracts to expire if other contractually allowed exit criteria have not been met. While cost reduction is typically the top priority in these endeavors, other organizational goals might also be accommodated, such as prioritizing use of local suppliers or retaining suppliers who meet sustainability objectives. However, one organizational goal that may be difficult to accommodate using this strategy is risk reduction. The number of remaining suppliers in a category needs to be enough to enable continuity of supply, maintain competition in sourcing, avoid becoming too dependent on one or a few suppliers, or risking lack of available capacity. This is why the ideal number of suppliers is not always a lower number. A supplier right-sizing initiative can work well with outsourcing or offshoring initiatives. After all, the lowest cost or best-in-class suppliers for a given category could be located anywhere. While contracting out will increase total sourcing spend, right-sizing initiatives are more concerned with the efficiency of individual categories. Right-sizing may be more or less difficult at different points of a product's life cycle. During growth or maturity, there will often be many suppliers, and so this is a key area of focus. However, right-sizing from the start can help avoid many problems in the first place. For example, if a supplier is involved in product design or prototyping, the supplier will be locked in to some extent, even if a final contract has not yet been signed for supply of the final material. Involving supply management earlier in new product development can help ensure that the right set of suppliers is selected in the first place, before the supplier has too much negotiating leverage. Supply-based right-sizing could also occur by redesigning products or services to require fewer or different materials. Efforts to reduce product complexity could result in an entire category of purchasing no longer being needed. Supply-based right-sizing is a continuous endeavor. In addition to there being new categories upon which to focus improvement attention, the needs of the organization are continually changing, so new categories can be formed at any time. Finally, any system that is not continually monitored can go back into its old ways. Supply bases grow too large one new supplier at a time. Better enforcement of procurement policies such as use of preferred suppliers can help slow this type of efficiency degradation.